Yes, sir. Secretary Hodges for me.
Yes, thank you. Secretary Hodges on the president asked for.
Thank you.
Yes?
They have Secretary Hodges for you.
Just a minute.
One moment, please. Thank you, sir.
Looks like we may sign this bill tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know who they're inviting. You better talk to Larry O'Brien and see if anybody in your department ought to be invited that we don't think of them. I don't know. We probably ought to announce Collins, although it's been announced all over the damn lot.
Yeah, but I guess we got to go through the formality, Mr. President.
Well, I don't know whether I'll do it on television or not. I guess so.
I hope you can.
All right. Maybe you ought to have him there if we do.
I'd like to have him there. Now, I had planned to go out tonight to pick up some peaches tomorrow, but I'll stay if you think it'd be helpful if I stay.
Well, it doesn't make a difference. I'd be glad for you to. I just want to...
It isn't necessary, is it?
No. I want to suggest this thought.
All right.
The Attorney General called this morning, and he says that maybe we ought to wait till next week to sign it because the niggers through the South will be putting off firecrackers and raising hell and getting drunk. We may have a lot of violence, and if you're not set up to handle it, then Collins is not in office yet. I don't want to get us separated from the Justice Department, but I didn't get that suggestion until we'd already announced he'd been over in Poland.
Yeah.
That we were going to do this, and it's pretty hard to back up now. I've talked to Roy Wilkins and some of the leaders in that movement, Louis Martin and others. They think it'd be bad to hesitate and wait till next week.
So do I, Mr. President.
And we certainly don't want to do it July the 4th like some of these leaders want us to, because I think that's rubbing it in. I'm not going to do that.
But I from what I'm telling you, I was present when I went to Bob Kennedy this morning with Collins at Kennedy's request to talk over some transition matters. And he raised the question at that time in a little bit pontifically, and I said, Bob, you can say anything you want to the president, but I don't believe, with all the emphasis we got now, that he can hold this over several days. I think he's got to go. And I said, of course we're going to have trouble, whatever day it goes out. So, Mr. President, I don't think you can hold it up. If you hold it up, you're going to have to hold it up to Monday or Tuesday.
Well, that's what he suggests.
Well, I don't believe you can get by with it because your whole surge forward. And I agree with you. We should have been talking about this 2-3 days ago rather than this morning. I don't see how you can hold it up. Now, I don't, politically, I don't think you ought to get any flack out of it from him. And despite the fact he said it in front of 3 or 4 people over there, he was going to call you. But my judgment, politically, that you, although I know we're going to have problems, I don't see how you can hold up several days with the emphasis that's been placed on the last few days.
All right. Now, if we're going to have problems, how are you going to be prepared to handle
it? Mr. President, it would be true whatever day we bring it out. We've got meetings going on right now, and it's been going on night and day now for a week. There was an ad hoc group in Justice, as you probably know, working on this for some months. And they've been doing some of this, including St. Augustine and so forth. I told them this morning I wanted to quietly borrow any people they had, and although we were not legally set up yet, that we would keep in mind that this weekend, Collins and all the rest of it, would try to throw people in there and see what we could do. If particularly they could reach the Negro leaders and say, please don't hurry about this thing and don't start getting arrested. I think this is one of the most important parts of it. It's really in the hands of the Negroes if they would go at it slowly and not push it too much, we could handle it. But I have to say to you, sir, you may get a couple of hundred cases the first 2 days. And we're not prepared to handle them in that, and neither is any other department of government able to do it. That's the reason that your wires and my letters going out literally to several thousand people is to try to prevent this kind of thing from happening. But I couldn't give you any assurance that that this thing could be taken care of in a satisfactory way if you had a great bunch of them, Mr. President. Now, we'll do the best we can. That's
I reckon you could ask Collins and the mayor of Charlotte, the mayor of Atlanta, and Dr. Taylor, and Ted Keel in New York, maybe a dozen top-flight conciliators to be available that you could dispatch into various areas if it got too tough, and have the Justice Department work closely with you over the weekend so if something did come up that they wouldn't say that we were just totally unprepared.
Yes, we can, and I'm sure that's what's going to come out of this meeting. They will pick, and I think your suggestion is good. It reinforces what they're talking about, of trying to get from the few that we've got, with your wires having gone out, as I understand they did last night, about 200 wires. That theoretically prepares us to reach out and get all these people you're talking about. They're on the list, Ted Keel and all the rest, so that we can call on them suddenly. But I think I'll follow your suggestion now, and get with Collins in the next hour and see if we can't pick out a 10 or 12 as a blue ribbon panel and maybe telephone them that they might be called on. That would be your idea, wouldn't it?
That would, and if you had a real rough house in St. Augustine or someplace in Albany, Georgia,
yes, sir.
Necessary to ask somebody to go in there and call them together and say, let's take a little time.
Well, I said this very thing, you know, sir, to Mr. Allen, the mayor, and told him we might have to call him the first day after you sign the bill. And he said, I'll be prepared to go anywhere you say. And I said the same thing to Brookshire, Charlotte, and we've got several of us along the same line.
I think it's important now that whatever you do in this respect, that you tell Bert Marshall and ask him to go along with you, because I don't want them saying that we played hell over in Commerce. You follow me?
I do indeed.
And they're likely to, after this got in the papers and everything, and we're going to do it, then they come in and suggest another date.
Yeah.
You follow me?
I do indeed, sir. I know exactly, you don't have to spell it out, I know exactly what you mean. And if I thought this other thing you talked about was realistic, I would advise you to do it, but I don't think it's realistic, the thing they're asking for now.
Now, what I'd do if I were you, then, I'd call them and tell them it looks like this ain't going to be signed, and ask Burke Marshall what he thinks about this kind of a suggestion. Don't tell him that I suggested. Just say, if you think that you ought to get Collins in, and will he have his group work with him, and what other suggestions does he have?
Yes.
Wait just a minute, Luther.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we have to pay anybody, they want us to, they're talking about our taking a gamble on setting up this conciliation service. It's got no appropriation in it.
right.
And spending $25,000, $50,000 out of a special emergency fund which hadn't been appropriated. I've had our lawyers look at it.
Yes, sir.
And they think that's very dangerous business. They think that they'd make an issue out of it up there and it'd be illegal. What I propose to do would be to say set aside $25,000 of my special projects fund here at the White House and just employ them as consultants to the White House until we get an appropriation.
All right, so I looked over that letter that Gordon sent you. I think that's the safest thing. I wouldn't have worried about the other one, but if you can do that and your lawyers tell you that, then I think that's the thing to do.
Okay, all right.
Now, could I ask you two other questions? Or did Jack reach you about the possibility of Collins, who talked yesterday with Humphrey, about him appearing before each convention if they will allow him to?
Yeah, I told him I want to give a little thought to it. Seems like to me it's all right.
I think it's all right. If done in proper taste, which he'd do, if you can let us know about that as soon as you can, I'd appreciate it.
I would. You check it out with the Attorney General. Ask him what he thinks about it.
I'll do that. Billy Graham turned us down, Mr. President.
What did he say?
He simply said that he felt like he could do more good, and he said, tell you that he's going to try to have crusades in St. Augustine and two or three other places in the South, including Mississippi, before long, and he thought this other might detract from it.
That may be. Okay.
I didn't try to argue. Now, do you have any suggestion from here? Mitchell will not work. Wirtz and I both feel that he's not the way to turn, unless you feel strongly about it.
No, I don't.
Now, Arthur Dean, who must know, you didn't want Lucius Clay. So Arthur Dean is a great mediator of worldwide reputation. I'm not sure you get him. He's a lawyer now in New York.
That's all right with me. I check with the Attorney General. Be sure that they don't undercut us and they don't tell the Negro groups that the South is taking over and they got nothing to do with it.
All right. Fred Capel would bother you if we couldn't get Dean?
No, I'd like to have Capel, but I don't think he'd do it at all.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to both of those. I'll start working on it.
I don't know who else.
Well, we got, of course, Crawford Greenwald. I don't think it'd be the man. You'd have to go down the line, probably, with some good men, but not as well known. We could.
You be sure you clear it over there, and whatever you all get together on suit me. I just don't want them undercutting you.
I'll do that.